I was asked to speak 10 minutes on a subject, and I thought, what better subject to talk about than a testimony in 10 minutes? So I want to share a testimony with everybody tonight, and a few of the touch base on a little things and a few of the things that followed that story. Some of you may know that a few years ago, I had an eye surgery. And it was because my eyesight was just really bad. It was terrible. It was so bad, in fact, that if I were to hold a book right in front of my face, I wouldn't be able to see clearly unless it was this close. So you imagine I have to wear my glasses everywhere, my contact lenses. I tried to wear my contact lenses because I didn't want to wear my glasses. I was so embarrassed of how thick they were. So I've had this problem ever since I was a little child. My eyesight has just been progressively getting worse and worse throughout the years. And I said, that's enough. I want to get eye surgery. I'm old enough. So we went in to get eye surgery, and it didn't go as planned. So what happened was during surgery, they numb you up so you don't feel the pain. I wasn't asleep, though. I was fully awake, so I knew what was going on. I can hear people and the doctors talking. But they just numb you so you don't feel the pain. So during the surgery, I felt a little pressure. And my eyes kind of, reflex, they close. And when they closed, the lens that he was inserting inside, because I had contact implants, the lens that he was inserting inside flipped over and he had to take it back out. When he took it out, he took part of my iris with it outside, so that left my pupil kind of deformed. The pupil's not really round anymore, it's a little misshapen. So because of that, the pupil allows light to come into your eye, so every single light source is kind of pulled. It's a glared, chatsa, I've had other effects too because of that. Well, since that surgery, and since the time that happened, it affected my eyesight greatly and also my future. The future kind of looked very disappointing at that point. It looked kind of bleak. And I didn't have any faith. Yet at the same time, when people ask me, what's going on, how are you doing? Despite what I felt, I still said I trust God, and I trust that He was there in the exam room when that happened. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know if I'll be blind in 20 years. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. At the time, I had to wear an eye patch to cover it up because I couldn't walk around with two different focuses in my eye. And still to this day, I have that problem. Both of my eyes cannot be focused at the same time. One's blurry, one's clear, and it switches on and off, and that gives me headaches sometimes. But I still trust that God's gonna take care of me. He hasn't abandoned me. The curious thing was, though, I did not have any faith at the time to say what I said to people, to say what I had to say to my parents, my mom and my dad. They looked at me, and sleepless nights falling asleep just crying, and they looked at me and they asked me, what do you think is going to happen? Do you have faith that God will take care of you? Because despite all the evidence and all the facts, look at you. And I said it. I said, I have faith. God's going to be there. God was there for me that day, and He'll be there for me tomorrow. And it was so funny because I didn't have that faith to say it, yet I still said it. But a very peculiar and interesting thing happened. My faith started to strengthen because I heard myself say that. And the more I said it, the more my faith grew in just amazing ways. And I started to believe, God's really going to take care of me. And I wanted to just kind of briefly talk about a concept that I was foreign to. I did not know anything about this, but a faith that speaks. And I believe it was Adi Stan, a few weeks ago, he touched on the subject of Proverbs. And he wrote a verse in Proverbs, and he was talking about what comes out of our mouth and the words we use in the tongue. And the tongue is a member in the body, but it's really powerful. So in Proverbs, it says that out of the mouth, the tongue possesses the power of life and death, right? So what do you use your mouth to say in times of distress, in times of sorrow, and in times of trial? Do you bring yourself life, or do you put yourself down and say, I don't know what's going to happen. I just, you let your fear take over. And in the Bible talks, I want to show you two verses from Romans chapter 10, starting at verse 5. about two different kinds of contrast, two different kinds of ideas. Verse 5 says, "For Moses describes the righteousness which is of the law," and he quotes Moses from Deuteronomy. It says that the man which does those things shall live by them. And then in verse 6, "But the righteousness which is of faith speaks." So you say, what do you mean? Well, this podium right here, if I were to tell you that I can lift this up and move it a few inches that way, it's obvious that I can do that. You don't need faith for you to believe that I can do that. But if I were to say I'm going to pick this up and throw it in the back so Don can catch it like a baseball, well, you kind of need faith for that. I mean, hold on. Come on. You're not Brian. You know, you're not a bodybuilder. I don't think you can do that. You can't. So you kind of need faith for that, you know? But if you can see simply that I can take this up and move it a few sides, you can see that I can do it. But you need faith for the latter. And I want to kind of empower you when you're going through a struggle, when you're going through something, that you don't have faith. Satan is sitting there and he's whispering in your ear. Say, don't say anything. You know, you cannot say anything because you don't have enough faith to say anything. You cannot say God's going to be there for you because you don't even believe it. So you come to a wall, and before you even think about trying to get over that wall, you don't even try. You've already given up because you don't have any faith. And we tend to do it opposite. We say to ourselves, I don't have enough faith to say something like that. I don't have enough faith to say that everything's going to be okay when really we don't know if it's going to be okay. So what do you do when something like that happens? You speak it. You say, Lord, I curse this cancer in my body and I cast it out to the sea of forgetfulness, despite what you may believe. You may not believe that that cancer will leave your body ever, but say it, and you speak it every single day of your life. Because Satan's sitting there and he's whispering in your ear. He said, don't say anything. So you don't have enough faith to say anything. You're not ready to say anything yet. When people are asking you, just say, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. You say, I'm doing great. God is with me. He's going to take care of me. So this is what I saw in that time. And I didn't realize it until now. I was looking back. And I don't go a moment without realizing, you know, without thinking of that very surgery that day, because I have urmud. I have marks from it. You cannot see, but I can. You know, I can, just looking around. So an hour does not pass from a day of me thinking back to that surgery. And I keep thinking about it. I did not have faith at that very beginning, but every time I kept saying it, I told people, I have faith that God's going to be there with me. I have faith that he's going to take care of this. And that just made my faith grow even more. So whatever you're going through, whatever struggle you're upon, whether it's with yourself and your body, physically, whether it's with your family, your friends, your marriage, your kids, speak faith. Faith is meant to be spoken. Amen.